impressions of Andrew Luck? I know you're focused on the Colts defense, but as a fan of the game and when you watch, aside from game planning, what do you think of Luck?
Well, he's a great player. He's in his third year, and he's had a lot of success. So their offense is doing a great job this year. They score a lot of points, especially at home. And, he's kind of the ringleader. So he does a lot of things that I wish I could do. He's big, fast, shrugs off blockers. And he makes a lot of extended plays. He's a great passer. So I think they've thrown for more yards at this point in the year than any other team in history. So I think it speaks to what they're doing offensively. And it's a big challenge for our defense. So we're going to have to score a lot. I think that's, when you play another great offense, you're going to have to put up a lot of points similar to our last game. We realize we got a big job too. So you're right. My focus is on the other side of the ball, but you also know you're not going to be able to score 13 points and win the game.
Also, hey, on Tom, the subject of quarterbacks, I'm curious your thoughts on two of your former teammates who I know you were pretty close with.
Yeah.
Ryan Hoyer, Ryan Mallett, kind of square off as actually starters in the game this week. What are your thoughts on what's going on for those two guys?
It's pretty cool. I mean, it speaks to their work ethic and I think what they've been able to accomplish. They both overcome quite a bit in their career. So it'll be fun to see. We play at 8 o'clock, so I'm sure a lot of guys from our team will be paying attention.
Hey, Tom. A couple of weeks ago, or several weeks ago, you talked about being a little bit more mobile. What was the catalyst for that thought process that you came to?
I think I've always tried to work hard on those things. I think I just have a little better understanding how to accomplish that than I have had in the past. So I tried to work hard on it this year, and hopefully it'll keep paying off. So you always want to try to do things better no matter what they are. And I think that's, I always want to be the best I can mechanically. I want to be the best I can, health wise. I want to be the best I can with my energy and my leadership. So it's just a constant pursuit of trying to be better at every little aspect of the game. And you just can't, stand back there all day and expect everything in pass protection to work out and throw the ball on time. There's a lot of times where you're going to have to be able to really ad-lib, make some plays. And, our guys have adjusted to that and made some great plays out of the pocket. So, we'll probably need to do that again this week.
Have you found that being able to do that a little bit more, concentrating on that, has really helped the offense and helped the players that you're working with, your receivers, improve a little bit in terms of getting that extra time?
Yeah, you kind of have, and a lot of guys who are really mobile do a great job of it. You have the play that's called in the huddle, and then you have the play when it breaks down. So really the defense has to cover two plays on every play instead of one. So he's able to, guys that are able to move really well, they're able to, like Andrew Luck, he makes a ton of those plays. And he's fast enough where he can outrun guys, and he's also strong enough to kind of shrug off blockers and throw with guys when they're wrapped around their legs and stuff like that. So he's pretty phenomenal at that. I've watched a lot of players over the years. It's always been a part of the NFL. I mean, guys who can really be athletic and mobile, and if I can make a couple plays in the game, I think that really helps our team. And I think it has.
Considering the injury that Gronk was trying to come back from, how impressed are you with what he's been able to do? And then secondly, sort of related, based on your experience with rehabbing from an injury like that, how hard would a guy like that have had to work kind of behind the scenes to put himself in position to make an impact when he did?
Yeah, he works extremely hard. If there's anything you know about Gronk, he really loves to practice. It's really a great place for all of us to learn on the practice field. So the more you're out there, the better you get. The more consistently you're out there, you'll get better faster. And I think he really pushed himself to get to the point where he's at, because it is a tough injury. And, the one thing about, in my experience with the knee injury, is you just got to keep pushing yourself, because you don't really ever get to a level of comfort, because whenever it feels better, you just push it harder. And, it takes a lot of mental toughness to do that, which – in the end, it's probably good training, to overcome some of those things mentally. And then, physically you have to go out there and be able to do it and perform, you know, at a high level. So, you know, I've been really impressed with, you know, a lot of guys who have come back from injury are dealing with injuries, but certainly what Gronk's been able to do has been huge for our team. He's been a great, you know, catalyst for our offense, and he's a big factor in every game we play. Whether he catches the ball or not, he's a big factor, and I think that speaks to his value to our team.
Tom, two final questions.
What are the defining characteristics of those two guys for you, which has made them so successful, and how do reliable kickers like that impact your thinking as a quarterback, especially in key situations late in the game and whatnot?
Yeah, I've been very fortunate to play with both those guys. You know, Adam's one of the greatest kickers of all time, and Steve's, you know, one of the greatest kickers, you know, in the league. So he's had a phenomenal career, and you know, I think they're both very confident players. I think that speaks to what a kicker is all about, and they're always able to just to move on. So, you know, one bad kick doesn't, not that they either have had many bad kicks, but, you know, Adam had missed all year. But, you know, one bad kick doesn't lead to a second bad kick, and there's really never a loss of confidence. Almost like a closer in baseball. You're called in to do a job. You have a lot of confidence you're going to do it. If you miss, you're going to have just the same amount of confidence going out there the next time. So, you know, Steve's done such a great job for us. He made some huge kicks in the last game, made some huge kicks this season, really tough kicks, and we don't really play in very easy conditions, I'd say, for kickers. So the weather is always a big part of the game, especially in the kicking game here, and, you know, to develop that mental toughness, because we practice outside all the time, you know, it's even that much more exceptional what, you know, Steve's really been able to accomplish.
Hey, Tom, what's it take to be, kind of a two-part question, in your mind, through your experience, what's it take to be a good road quarterback and a good road team?
I mean, that stuff we're trying to get, you know, pretty good at. And the communication's a little bit more of an issue on the road, and I think that's the most important thing when you're playing on the road, is to make sure everyone's really on the same page, because if you're just a little bit late anticipating things, then the defense has such a significant advantage. So ultimately it comes down to execution and how well you play, and then the communication plays into the execution. And because the execution is a little more difficult, you know, you got to work harder and concentrate more on exactly what we're doing so that we're really all on the same page. So it'll be tested this week. This is a great environment. It'll be rocking Sunday night. It'll be a great environment for football. We played quite a few games there, you know, in my career, even though it's still a relatively new stadium, but it's, you know, it's got great energy, and you know, we're going to hopefully try to use that energy, you know, for us also, not just for them.
Tom, your record outdoors in bad weather is pretty well documented and well known. Is there any part of you that kind of likes to every once in a while get indoors and not have to deal with those issues and kind of enjoy a dome every so often?
Yeah, it's I think today we're in the bubble, so, you know, to have weeks like that where the weather is not a factor, and, you know, we're not talking about, you know, what the conditions may be, because it seems like all season coaches had meetings about what the weather's going to be and how the wind's going to affect the game, and what if it rains, how the rain's going to affect the game. So yeah, it is a little bit of a little breather where you're playing in, you know, a dome where everything's controlled. And, you know, like I said, ultimately it's going to come down to how well you play and execute. But, yeah, it's nice to be indoors today.
Not the same challenge, though. I mean, I'm sure you enjoy the challenge of the weather, but perfect conditions, is that still a challenge for you?
I think playing on the – and we use our weather as a great, you know, home field advantage. So it's nice to play in the elements, because I think we deal with them probably better than most teams, because we practice in them every day. And I think we work hard to, you know, gain our mental edge in tough conditions. But, you know, when we're going on the road, you know, we don't have many of these games, you know, on our schedule, maybe one a year where we play in a dome or we play, like I said, in a controlled environment. So, you know, we just got to go out there and play well. That's ultimately what it's going to come down to. So I hope we play well, more so than the weather. I hope we just go out there and kick some butt. So, thank you.